Welcome back. This is the week you missed. This is going to be the last week of the year for us. Next week is Christmas. I don't celebrate, but I just feel like not doing much. So let's get right into it, though. What did we miss? Well, first off, we got Argentina won the World Cup. What a thrilling, thrilling match. Some people said, oh, if this is your first World Cup, because it's Messi and Mbappe, you shouldn't not watch soccer because all soccer is like this. That's a lie. That was the most exciting match like ever. Most soccer is definitely exciting, but not like that. That was unbelievable. Great time. I'm going to try and talk about something not too serious today, because usually things are serious and not too great. But there's a poll last night. Do you know what I'm going to talk about already?
Elon stepping down as CEO.
Yep, my favorite person to talk about. He's the person most people will click if we ever have it in the headline. So it's helpful to talk about him too. But yesterday he has a poll on Twitter saying, should I step down as CEO from Twitter? I think it's just funny that he has all these polls. I think I saw someone say this the other day before this poll, and I kind of agree with it. It's really cool and fascinating to be able to like see this guy think almost in real time. Like, it's like he's brainstorming ideas, and like, it's not like these are fake ideas. He has an idea, he tweets it. He thinks something else, he tweets it. And it's kind of fascinating to really be in the most, he was not anymore, the most, the richest person in the world. It's now the luxury retail brand owner, Bernard Arnault. But you're in his head hearing what he thinks. It's fascinating. Now he has polls to kind of like brainstorm and hear what you guys think. He responds to everyday people on Twitter like all the time, which is just awesome. But I guess back to this poll, what I want to talk about is, do you think that it's really going to decide for him? I think the answer was yes, he should step down. That's what the poll concluded. Do you think he's actually going to step down? And also, does it really matter? Because if you own a company, I don't even know what the role is of the company that I own. If I step down from that role, it doesn't mean that I'm not going to still be able to say what I want and like make things change. I don't know. Like, I guess a big company will be a little bit different, but will that even have an effect? Why do you think, excuse me, he did it? And what are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it'll be interesting to see how he does this. But I mean, like, I think he does it at the right time, because like, he wasn't going to permanently be like Twitter CEO. Like, that's obvious. Like, he was going to probably be involved in sort of an initial turnaround or sort of making things, you know, taking care of it during the initial stages. But he'd obviously move on at some point. So, and again, I think it's just entertaining exactly what you're saying. Like, we're getting to see someone who's basically thinking in real time as they are dealing with like a turnaround operation of a $44 billion company that they bought, which is just absolutely crazy.
Do you think he's going to step down then and vie for the, or do what the poll said?
I think so. I think he will eventually. I think, because you noticed it didn't put any time frame on it. Didn't say step down within a year or a week, just great. Step down.
Great point. So it's like, give me a time frame then. When do you think he'll step down?
I bet within a year he'll be
within
gone.
A year.
Yeah. And you know what? In the other thing I'm seeing kicked around is like, yeah, okay, he's going to step down as CEO and he's going to make himself CMO or COO. Or,
right, exactly. That's what I'm thinking. It's like
I think it's just stuff to, I mean, look, he owns this platform now. Engagement on the platform makes money. Every time he does one of these polls, it goes bananas. You know, people are talking about it, tweeting about it, sharing it, like voting in it. So I think if anything, he's just like, yeah, this is an easy way for me to just make sure that, you know, people are coming to Twitter, talking about it, talking about me. You know, Elon Musk is very good about keeping his name in the news as of late, which I think is only good for Twitter. So I don't know. We'll see.
Did you see, in related news about Elon and being in the news and making a splash, something else I'm like very excited for? Did you see that his conversation with Lex Fridman via tweet over the weekend, I think it was? And basically, I think this week they're planning on having Elon on Lex Fridman's podcast talking about Twitter and the future of Twitter and the plans for Twitter. But they're also, I think, going to have like an in real time Twitter space concurrently for people to be able to like chime in and think. And then Lex also said that he wants to like work for Twitter more or less and help make Twitter great. And Elon said the only way he can do that is if he invests his whole life fortune and goes all in on it.
Yeah, no, I think it's going to be crazy. I think the thing that I just continue loving is everyone being like, this is it. This is finally it. Twitter's finally going to die. It's like, no, it's not.
Exactly.
It's just going to keep limping along. All these people that say they're leaving for other platforms, it's like, you'll be back because you're addicted. And, you know, no matter who runs it, at this point, Twitter really has become to some degree like the global town square. It is a place where it is probably the best place to get real time or as close to real time information from around the world, you know, when crazy stuff's happening, than anything else. So I think that, you know, if you want to be a relevant journalist, if you want to be someone who's a commentator or involved in politics or news or whatever, you got to be on Twitter. You have to, you know, maybe not interacting, but you certainly at least have to be taking in information. And then it's also a valuable platform to promote yourself. So yeah, I think all these tales of like Twitter's going to collapse or everyone's going to leave for Mastodon or whatever. Okay, sure, fine. Some people are, but Twitter's not going anywhere. At least I don't think it's certainly not in the short term. Yeah. We shall see.
I agree. Let's hear what you got for the week we missed.
Well, that was something I was, did you hear about this New York Times crossword puzzle?
No.
I'm going to send you a link and then I want you to take a look at it. But the New York Times, obviously very famous for their crossword puzzle amongst other things. And this is the crossword puzzle that was released on the first day of Hanukkah.
Oh, God.
Click on it and scroll down. You'll see a picture of it.
I'm already seeing the headline. So I'm actually going to share the screen for people.
It's kind of wild.
Who are on YouTube to see it. Disgusting. Donald Trump Jr. joins hundreds of readers slamming New York Times after their crossword puzzle, published on first day of Hanukkah, shaped like no way.
Scroll down. It will show you.
No way. Wow. Is that... That's got to be on purpose, right?
I mean...
That's crazy.
Like, it's nuts, right?
I mean, it's like, yeah, it's like pretty obvious it's a swastika. Like, even if it's not on purpose, how's your editor like let that go?
Yeah. I think it's absolutely hilarious, you know, in a terrible, terrible way. And apparently those people are like, it was completely accidental. And it's like, no, it wasn't. Someone did this.
A lot of like, people too lately, I don't even really like have the energy to respond to a lot of these things anymore. But a new thing I'm seeing more often now, and it's like, the thing is, it's kind of true. It's just like, no, you still shouldn't say that or do it. It's not the same anymore. But the swastika originally was like a symbol of love or peace in Asia. So there's like in like Thailand, I believe there's like parks that have swastikas all over. Yeah. So some people go like, oh, no, we're reimagining the symbol back to what it was so that it's a symbol of love again. And it's like, yeah. If we want to do that, it should probably be the Jews' choice to do that, would be my guess. Just like it's Black people's choice to say the N-word or let people say the N-word. It's not really anyone's place to choose if the swastika should be allowed or not right now. That's crazy, though. I can't believe that. I can't believe I didn't hear about it. I'm sure I'll read about it more or like hear about it more as the day goes on, because it just happened yesterday. I don't watch too much news on the weekends. Wow. Did you get the crossword right?
I did not do the crossword. I'm not a big crossword guy myself.
Can you imagine if all of the clues are like fucking ridiculous too? Like the name of the concentration camp that has the most Jews, like Auschwitz.
Yeah. Like, these control the media.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, what? No, but the whole thing, it'll be, my guess is they're just going to basically try to like no comment their way out of this, or be like, it was an oversight, or like, because I'm assuming you probably use like a computer.
Fire the intern. Fire the intern.
Yeah. But it's just so crazy that the New York Times, the paper of record for like the world, the paper based in one of the most Jewish cities in the world, it does this. It, like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
And
they're known for being against Israel too. And like always saying stuff against Israel, which again to me is so surprising that people say like, oh, Jews control the media. It's like, if Jews really control the media, I know there's a lot of Jews in high places, but if they really control the media, we'd probably not have stuff like this come out. Like, you'd think.
Yeah, no, I think it's crazy. And, you know, to your point about the swastika and people being like, oh, we're reclaiming it or whatever. I was at a bowling alley, I think in either Vietnam or Thailand, at like 2 a.m. Everyone's just like partying, drinking, bowling. And they had like laser lights projecting down like on the floor. And it would just go through different symbols, like a heart, a star. And one of the symbols was a swastika. And the first time I saw it, I did like a double take. And I remembered, I was like, oh yeah, it's got this like, you know, other usage that has largely been overshadowed.
Yeah.
I think it's crazy. And I do think like, it's just too coincidental, and it just doesn't make, it strikes me, because you're absolutely right, this sort of like recent rise in anti-Semitism that we've seen, like, it's just too convenient. I don't buy it. I don't buy it at all. Unless there's just some sort of like literal like anti-Semitic like energy that's permeating the world and just like making this weird shit happen. But like, I don't buy it.
I agree. So it reminds me though too, in high school, they redid like our library. And they redid the desks, and the way they did the desk, like the tables, it was a bunch of like swastikas. And like that one, I can imagine it was a mistake, but like it's still hard to believe if some of these mistakes, I don't know. And then like one, at this time, it's hard to believe it's a coincidence. And then two, even if it was a coincidence, a mistake, like, yo, there should, what happened to oversight and editors and like double checking and like, and all of that? It makes no sense that no one caught that and stopped it after the first time. I don't know. That's crazy. Wild. But I believe, I can't even remember. I feel like every day I see something, I'm like, is this new? And then they like, it is. But like, Kanye is continually saying new, just like completely anti-Jewish. I don't like to say anti-Semitic anymore, because like the word is, most people aren't anti-Semitic, they're anti-Jewish. I don't know why people say anti-Semitic. It's a little weird to me.
Well, and then a lot of the people that are anti-Jewish are, if you, and I actually got mixed up with this on some guy on your Facebook timeline, he's like, I am Semitic, how can I be anti-Semitic? And it's like, people, they use wordplay to try to be like, no, I can't be anti-Semitic because I'm a Semitic person myself, because I'm like from descended from, it's very similar to like the, you know, the Hebrew Israelites and what they, the sort of nonsense they pull. It's like, fine, you're anti-Jewish then. Let's call it what it is. But you're anti-Jewish.
Check this. This is, I believe AI made this song with like someone's help. This is kind of crazy. And again, it's like, this is why I believe Kanye was so dangerous, is because like, he gets people to get confidence to do this stuff, to share this stuff. And then more people go like, oh, you hate Jews too. I hate Jews. And then people act on it. I think this weekend there was, we don't need Jews, like spray painted on some high school somewhere, but this is pretty wild. And then the comments are what's like the most, disturbing. But hold
this song was,
I love that man with the mustache and the hair.
You hear it?
It all fillers, he's my favorite Drake. He took control, made the Germans great. The way he rose to power was simply fate. I love Hitler, he's my man. All right. ride with him till the very end. I love Hitler, he's my jam. His power and strength I admire and lie. The way he marched into Poland, oh, what a sight.
Wait, so...
crazy. So here's my thing. Everyone's mad at Twitter for being more anti-Semitic and more racist right now. This is on fucking YouTube. Why doesn't anyone get mad at YouTube? This is as bad as I'd imagine it can get. It probably gets worse. I'm sure there's worse stuff on YouTube. But why isn't shit canceled from YouTube? Why isn't this taken down? Why isn't the channel taken down? Why don't people say cancel YouTube, get off YouTube? Why only people cancel Twitter, Elon, whatever? This is as sick as you can get. That's crazy. And that's on YouTube. Wow.
So that's not actually Kanye?
No, I think it's AI, but it's fucking sick. And it's crazy. And yeah, what's it called? It's crazy. The comments too. People are like, yo, that's kind of hot or whatever. And you're like, dude, get this down. Cause that's what having this type of shit up gets people fucking doing dumb shit. But
that's absolutely crazy. But listen, man, my internet's about to get cut off because they're doing work in my neighborhood.
All good. Let's close the week out. That's the week you missed. Great year. See you next year. Much love. Peace.
Peace.